It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in changing nutrition education. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, and we are pleased to have you join us this morning. We want everyone to know that you can now listen to our Dishing Up Nutrition show, rebroadcast from 6 to 7 p.m. on Sunday evening here on FM 107. Now you can catch our show as you are driving home from the lake on Sunday evening. Our show today is called Beyond Portion Control. So if you are a person who has ever struggled with dieting, compulsive eating, cravings, or just wondering what you should or shouldn't eat, or how much of one food group you need to eat to be healthy, this show is for you. Joining me today is Leslie Sabora. Leslie teaches our many classes and also trains our teachers. Welcome to the show, Leslie, and I know you have a lot to say about the huge confusion out there on what and when to eat.
Well, thanks, Wendy. It's nice to be here with you this morning. This is our first time working together.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
so it's
great.
Fun. I was really excited about it. So where do I start? Portion control. From TV ads and magazine covers, we've got fad diets, established weight loss programs. We have a lot of confused and frustrated people out there.
Yes, we do, don't we, Leslie? And we see them every day. So what do we eat and why? Why do we eat? This is one of the first questions that I always ask my class participants. Why do you eat? Now, that might sound like a silly, silly question. But often the response I get is, well, I eat because I'm bored. I eat because I'm sad. I eat because my boss just yelled at me. I eat because I really worked hard today and I ate it and I deserve that Dairy Queen blizzard, right, on the way home. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And oftentimes I hear, you know what, I'm an emotional eater. Well, we're going to really delve in today to what exactly that is, an emotional eater. When we actually, though, get to the bottom of the question is of why we eat, the reason that we eat is to provide our bodies with the nutrients they need to stay alive. Now, this is a very basic understanding of food, but I find that it really helps people to make that shift. You know, that my body, my body actually needs nutrients to be able to think. Nutrients to be able to digest my food, nutrients to be able to stay alive.
Yeah, that can be a new thought for people, Wendy. Sometimes I think we live sort of not in our bodies. We don't associate ourselves with our bodies and what we actually need, but we need all four of our major nutrients to stay alive and to stay healthy. So that means proteins, carbohydrates, water, and fat. And yes, we need fat to stay healthy and surprisingly to many people, we also need fat to lose weight.
That is a surprise to many people, isn't it? And we see light bulbs go off in our classes all the time. Many people start with trepidation, you know, eating that fat. But we see over and over again the success that people have when they incorporate this major food group. So, Leslie, there are two areas that I want to focus on today when we look at misconceptions out there. One is calories and the other is fat. We've done a huge disservice to people with the whole calorie counting, haven't we?
Yes, and there's no question we have. And many dieters starve themselves on sort of eating plans that are 900 to 1,200 calories, which would be considered a very low-calorie diet. And that's what they're eating per day. And really what they're doing is ruining their metabolism, to say nothing of what they might be doing to their muscles, their joints, their bones, their skin, their hair, nails. I could keep going, I think, but I'll stop there.
Right. And I'm going to just pop in with, not to mention how much energy and stamina do you have when you're actually eating this way, when you're starving your diet. We are definitely not feeding our bodies all the nutrients that they need when we're eating only 900 to 1,200 calories a day.
Yeah.
And the real rub out there is, you know what? Your body does not count calories.
No, it really doesn't.
It doesn't sit there and count calories. Oh, I just had those 100-calorie snacks that they have out there now. I just had 100 calories. You know, we're going to lose weight.
Right.
No, you have 100 calories of high-fructose corn syrup, which increases your blood sugar and trashes your metabolism.
That's right.
So a calorie is not a calorie.
You are.
We can give someone a calorie of lovely fat and protein that's going to increase your metabolism and decrease inflammation, or I can give you a calorie of high fructose corn syrup. That's what's in your low-fat yogurt. Mm-hmm. That's what's in these 100-calorie snacks that are so popular these days, to say nothing of the bad fats in there.
That's right.
But these things are going to increase inflammation and decrease your metabolism.
I think, Wendy, you hit on something that's quite significant in that a calorie is not a calorie is not a calorie. It is not all calories are created equal is something that I tell my classes. And that's one of the reasons that I love being able to teach the Weight and Wellness series in our new.
Yeah,
let
now
me
you're
plug
doing
it
the new series. Oh, please. It's just
yes.
wonderful. I haven't gotten there yet, but I've heard rave reviews.
Yes. Living the Weight and Wellness Way. We've got that happening in St. Paul and Wayzata. But
just stop a minute, though, and tell us a little bit about the class.
Well, what it is, it's...
This is brand new.
It is. It's brand new. This is something that Dar created just recently, and we just started a couple of weeks ago. We're going to be having our third week of classes, 3 of 8. It's a one-hour class once a week for 8 weeks, and it's called Living the Weight and Wellness Way. And it's for those people who have already taken the 6-week Weight and Wellness series and want further ideas. And sometimes, you know, people need to recommit a little bit and think about and keep thinking about things. And so we're here to do that. And it's been, so far, it's been really, really fun. Lots of fun, great response, and people are enjoying it. But one of the things that comes up frequently is that we can help our clients and our class participants to eat in a way that they don't have to count calories, and we can show them how to support their bodies and provide them with the proper nutrients to lose weight.
Yeah. So you have this great story. About one of your class participants, don't you?
Yes, I met just a lovely lady last Tuesday night, and you know, she came up to me after class and she said, "You know what? I know in my heart of hearts that counting calories isn't the way to go." But she said, "I've gone through the Weight and Wellness series. I've lost 30 pounds, which, I mean, and she looks fabulous." She said, "I feel great." And she said, "But I have a friend who is in this other weight loss program that is stringent about calorie counting." And she said, I don't know. What should I be doing here?" And so I went on to explain to her about, you know, calories are not all created equal. And, you know, I gave her the example of myself when I was in college, not knowing any different and sort of caught up in that low fat fad and counting calories, that I was one of those dieters who starved myself on probably 900 or 1,000 calories a day, not realizing that I was starving myself. And I was exercising and working out, and my metabolism had dropped so low. I said to her, "I couldn't eat any fewer calories and I would gain weight." And
you kind of get like in that place where you look at a brownie and you feel like you're just look at food and you feel like you're gaining weight when you've crashed your metabolism.
You're exactly right. And so one of the things that we do at Nutritional Weight and Wellness is talk to people about real food and eating in balance in ways that will support their metabolism and not having to worry about counting calories, because that's just, you know, it takes a lot out of you to have to do that every day.
It's a pain. It's a pain, you know, and it's like you can pick, okay, I'm going to pick this 100 calorie snack here, but then I'm going to go to Caribou and get, a mocha with the sprinkles and whipped cream and the bad fats and the high fructose corn syrup. And we don't realize that that's like 500, 600, 700 calories.
Well, then there you go, Wendy. Almost got your whole calorie count for the day. So
exactly.
Now you're down to eating what?
But I have my low, you know, my 100 calorie snack here.
That's right.
Now we find, don't we, Leslie, over and over again, that when people get the concept of nutrients in the proper amounts, it's very freeing for them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to own a scale. They don't need to count calories. They don't need to measure their food. And so I have actually invited a special guest here today to help us see how our program works for real people with busy lives and many issues to deal with. Ann Reed from the St. Paul Reeds, welcome to the show.
Hi, Wendy. Hi, Leslie. It's great to be here. I'm always glad to talk, and I'm always glad to talk about things that are working well for me.
And that's wonderful. I really, really appreciate you coming on the show, Anne, because a lot of people, you know, can listen to us, but it's like they listen to us from a certain, well, you work for Weight and Wellness, of course, but, you know, you just, you've been back and forth for quite a long time, but you actually took this on very seriously, what, 6 months ago?
6 months ago, right.
Yeah. You had actually started with another weight loss program back in the fall of last year. Hadn't you?
Yeah, that had been the most recent one. Let me be serious.
Oh, okay,
there's not one I haven't done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I could probably, go through every single one of them known today in any magazine, and I've probably done that.
Did you do the peel-a-pound soup? Did you do that one?
Yes.
Aha, uh-huh, so did I.
Aha, uh-huh, yes.
And the Mayo Clinic diet, they lay no claim to.
Right.
You know, six grapefruit one day, six bananas the next, and six boiled eggs the next. Something like that.
That's the one I used to go back to when I would be upset with one of the ones that I just paid $2,500 for. I think I just finally paid off that last one that I haven't been in for 3 years. But anyways, that's more information. But I had, and I would go back to then. I'd say, okay, I'm going to go back to that soup. I'm just going to make that huge pot of soup. And that's all I'm going to eat. Or I'm going to go back to spinach and eggs. I love spinach and eggs. Well, I love them because I would put so much butter on them, which is okay, except I didn't know what I was doing. And so then I would feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have no energy and wouldn't be able to focus. Anyways, it didn't work at all.
You were actually doing fairly well on that program for a while, right?
Right.
That you were on. You had lost some weight. Right.
For 3 months before I came to Nutrition, Weight, and Wellness, I had been on in a different plan. And it had some success, but in the back of my mind, it maybe because I'd taken the class before, I just realized, okay, I knew I was eating some foods in that food plan that seemed a little bit too good to be true.
Oh, like all those bananas?
Bananas and bread. Bananas and bread. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that they don't work well for my body.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we'll be back to talk to Anne right after break. But as we go out for break, I want you to think about this. Portion distortion. We are now facing portion distortion when we go out to eat. 20 years ago, a piece of cheesecake weighed 3 ounces and was 260 calories. Now an average piece of cheesecake is 7 ounces and 640 calories. Soda, 20 years ago, 6.5 ounces and 85 calories. Now, an average soda is 20 ounces and 250 calories. And how many sodas do you have in one day or at each meal? If you have questions about portion control, cravings, what in this confusion about what and where and when and how to eat, please give us a call and join our conversation. 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along. Lori and Julia.
If you could be a superhero, one not already in existence, what would your special powers be? What would your name be?
I have a lame one.
What is yours?
Based on the state of my body right now, that I would be able to zap myself and point at any part on my body and heal it. And I would be called Super Strong, Fast, and Sassy Healer.
Oh, that is the worst use
How does that
of
help
a superpower
other
and completely selfish.
I can barely walk. I can't run. I've got a puppy who needs exercise. This is where I'm at right now.
You're pathetic.
Super healer
only for yourself, though, I noticed.
No, I would be able to point at anybody.
That's not what you said.
You didn't say that.
No, of course I'd point.
You lie. You're pointing to your thigh. Gone. Little fat bulge in the stomach. Gone.
Lori and Julia on FM 107.1. Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
One half won't do.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. Before break, Wendy was talking about the portion distortion. An average Coca-Cola 20 years ago was 6.5 ounces, and now it's 20 ounces. And we haven't even gotten to the refills. I don't think anyone...
The free refills,
yes.
Which are not so free, right?
That's right. I don't even think that anyone is stopping to think about these huge portions of empty calories. And it's what's in these empty calories that leads to our emotional eating, and it leads to cravings.
Right. And also before break, we were really talking about nutrients. You know, these products, these, you know, things are very, very deplete in the nutrients that we need to manage cravings, to manage, you know, basically even how we feel, the ability to focus, how we even stay on a program. And you were struggling with cravings, weren't you?
I was. I had, it had not been identified, like what I now refer to them as my trigger foods. You know, they're the foods that there's nothing wrong with them. They just don't work in my body together. There's something about the chemistry of it that sets off a chain reaction that's not very good, you know. And it's, for me, it's a combination of bread and cheese, you know, any combination of bread and cheese. And that is huge. I used to call it comfort food. Now I call it a trigger food because it actually doesn't comfort me at all in the long run. I also, when I started trying to figure this out and paying attention, the other thing I realized is not only were there certain foods that I craved, I had a ritual of always eating about 10 o'clock at night, and, you know, or as I was getting ready kind of to wind down, and I'd be watching TV, which there's nothing wrong with that, but I would go in the kitchen and just get what would make me feel better. And it involved ice cream, you know, and then I would put some fruit on there and think, oh, this is, you know, there's some fruit.
That's healthy.
Yeah. You know, and then I would have, I don't know, that was the thing is that actually set off a chain reaction of like that wasn't enough. Anyways, my cravings that I started to be able to identify were, you know, ice cream. Ice cream is a huge one for me. There's nothing wrong with ice cream, again. Just doesn't work for me. I can't have it in my house because I can't pretend I'm having people over to eat it. It's all for me. So, you know, I realized there's certain foods I just can't have in my house, and that helps a lot. But the cravings also don't come at 10 o'clock in the morning. They come at 10 o'clock at night. They come at 2 in the morning. They come, you know, it was a lot of the cravings that I really noticed were the ones that were at times when, you know, usually you're not eating. You know, they were not during mealtime. It wasn't like I said, oh, I'm really hungry for. It was what the cravings that I remember were the ones that were really much more shame-based, much more filled with, you know, I know I shouldn't be doing this. I know I shouldn't be doing this. And so it just added kind of to the drama of it.
Mm-hmm. And so it does look very emotional.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And it does seem very emotional.
Yeah, and it sets up that cycle of, you know, you feel ashamed, and the whole reason that I would eat that way, I now understand, was because I didn't want to feel anything. So I'd have to go, you know, yeah. I think I was circling around the kitchen towards the end there quite a bit.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Well, this is something that, you know, Wendy, we see frequently in classes, and I'm sure that you see a lot as a nutrition counselor, that it's difficult for anyone to stay on any type of sort of healthy eating plan. And when they're starving, they're always hungry. They're always looking for a way to sort of satisfy some emotional need. And often the mm-hmm. things that you reach for are the things that sort of perpetuate a bad cycle. And so then what happens is that people, quote unquote, fail. And they come to us thinking it's their fault, and they feel a lot of shame, and they blame themselves. And dieting it's very hard on somebody's self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And did you feel like that was something that was happening with you?
Oh, well, yeah. You know, I just recently realized that this might seem like, you know, a slow child here, but I really did not realize I was an emotional eater. I just wasn't aware of it. I would say, well, I wanted to not think about it. I mean, the big way that I was eating was, yes, it was emotionally, but mostly it was to zone out. You know, I wanted to not have my emotions. I was never consciously aware of, like, oh, I want to feel happier. I would just, obviously, I just didn't want to feel whatever it was I was feeling. So what would happen is that, you know, you're talking about trying to be aware of what you're eating. I mean, if you're eating to zone out, like I was, you know, you don't even know when you're eating. You don't even realize when you're eating. And
oh, I think that's true for a lot of people, don't you?
Oh,
it's like
most definitely
stop at the Dairy Queen on the way home from work, and you haven't even realized that you just.
Well, for me, yeah, eating in the car was not, you know, like if you're not sitting down, then you're not. That to me, I wasn't really thinking that I was eating. So think about that. That was like, yeah. You know, I know some people who their boundary now on food is that they just don't eat in the car.
Uh-huh.
That's their big deal, and then that's helped them. Anyways, so I wouldn't be feeling ashamed, you know, when I was going into the kitchen or when I was stopping at whatever to pick up. And I wouldn't feel ashamed while I was eating it usually because I didn't even realize until it was afterwards. And so as soon as I got done with it and I kind of thought about what I'd just done, that's when I would feel really ashamed. Okay, so there's no ability to make any change if you don't catch it until afterwards. So that was a big problem too. And I felt very powerless over it. Yeah.
And what was the difference when you started eating the weight and wellness way? Because what we do with our plan and what our plan does for you is it puts in all the nutrients. It puts in the nutrients that helps feed your brain and helps, you know, you think that this is just maybe an unconscious thing. But that's what we do in our counseling, in our classes, is we look at what's the underlying cause? What's the underlying cause of that? Is it a lack of fat in your brain, for instance, which our brain we know is 60% mm-hmm. fat? Mm-hmm. You know, so many people are out there starving their brains. And, you know, no wonder you can't think.
Right. Right. I mean, that I would come in and talk, and when I'd come in and talk about what was going on, you know, first of all, no one said, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. They just listened and they said, well, it sounds like you need more support in this area, or you need more support in that area. I love that. That was really helpful. And it also...
Anne, are you aware that those bananas that you're eating have, you know, 30 grams of carbs in them? And, you know, maybe we need to look at that, the fact that that might be spiking your blood sugar. And
right. And I know I just would buy a big bunch of bananas. I think I was buying a bunch of bananas twice a week. Before I finally said, oh, by the way, did I tell you that I eat a banana whenever I'm hungry when I'm, you know, I didn't even write that down. And I started to actually be able to say, here is what I'm actually eating. And so you could go, you know what, that doesn't work for you. Yeah. And that, and, but I have never thought, oh my gosh, you know, what am I going to do without bananas? Because I'm not, because I have other stuff. I have other things that it was basically learning how to eat through nutrition, weight, and wellness has been a big load off my mind. You know, I mean, I measured my food. You know, from the very big first food plan that I started when we were talking about earlier. So I'd kind of gotten in the mode of doing that. And the reason I measured my food, I have to tell you, I'm a person who has huge resistance to being told what to do. But it was really about if I didn't measure it, I didn't know what I was eating. So, you know, that was really important for me to be able to measure it, because that made it real. And it made it, and then I knew I could write it down. If I couldn't write down what I, you know, I'd say, well, I ate broccoli. I don't know, you know. Fourth of a cup, 55
well,
cups. I didn't know.
Not that we're worried about overeating broccoli, but, you know, how much is a cup or two cups of broccoli or,
right.
you know, a piece of meat or, you know, how much?
Or how, yeah, or how much, you know, of anything. You know, I just, being able to measure it and being able to write it down really helped a lot.
Well, I think the other thing, too, Leslie, wouldn't you agree that we keep things simple for people? You know, we want you to eat protein.
Right.
Do we have people measure it?
About the palm of your hand.
We have people look
right.
at the palm of their hand.
That's right.
Very simple, very easy. One tablespoon of fat, right, at every meal and snack.
Right.
And Anne, you can even do that pretty much when you eat out now, can't you?
Well, I can. And it's really nice to, because it's very simple. It's not complicated. You know, I have like my food groups that I need to pay attention to. Half a cup of this, 4 ounces. I know what 4 ounces of meat looks like. I know, you know. It works
fabulous.
Out well. Yeah.
Great. So it's time for break. But did you know that 20 years ago, an average bagel was 3 inches in diameter and 140 calories? Now an average bagel is 6 inches in diameter and 350 calories. How about that muffin? 20 years ago, a muffin weighed 1.5 ounces, and now a muffin weighs 4 ounces and has 500 calories. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition. If you'd like to join our conversation today, or if you have questions for us, please give us a call at 651-641-1071.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along. Did you hear what Lori and Julia said the other day?
She called me, she goes, you will not believe what I just did. She goes, I just bought someone else's groceries. And I said, what are you talking about? She goes, here I am checking out and I'm putting up all these items that I've never seen before, but I was too embarrassed to go back and I'm just checking out someone else's random food. I said, where's your cart? And she goes, I have no clue. Someone else is probably checking out my food. And it was like a $200 grocery bill. And so all weekend, she set up her cabin. They just sat and laughed at all this random, weird food that they ate that they would never buy.
I love that.
Lori and Julia, living life out loud. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Lori, Julia, and me. Check out my Perez cast at 3:15 and 6:15 weekday afternoons on FM 107.1.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Leslie Sabora, and I'm here today with Wendy Cates Dancer and Ann Reed. And we're having a conversation about beyond portion control. One of the problems we face today is that we are confronted with these ginormous portions in almost every eating situation. As a result, we've come to view these huge portions as normal, or maybe they're a good value, but they're not. So today, we're talking about beyond portion control, and if you'd like to join our conversation, please call us at 651-641-1071.
Yep, bigger is not always better. Through counseling at Nutrition, Weight, and Wellness, I have learned that balanced nutrition means eating the right foods in the right amounts, and I no longer worry about portion control. I have a simple, easy-to-follow food plan that tells me how much and when to eat. And I eat a lot out a lot for business and with friends. And now I can look at the food.
Or the menu, which can be overwhelming sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like a book. It's like Gone with the Wind at some restaurants. It's great. but you know, really, I can look at it and I can say, well, you know, I mean, it's two things that happen. I go, you know, A, if there's nothing wrong with any of the food, just some of the food doesn't work for me. It's not like there's bad food. It's just what's good for my body. And also, you know, I can look at it and say, well, what?
These are the nutrients I need.
These are the nutrients I need. That's it. Right. It helps to make that shift. And it's not an emotional decision. It's just, what do I need? What nutrients do I need? It's really, that's the whole conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it just shifts everything. This is what I need.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a positive approach. It's not like, oh, I'm cheating myself. I'm, you know, oh, what treats? Treats, treats, treats. Well, what are treats?
Right.
You know. Treats are actually nutrients that your body needs. And when everything is in balance, you know, our body knows that, doesn't
it? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So I would just like to stop here and take a minute. I've talked to Dar a couple of times this week. Well, several actually getting ready for the show. And she actually, I wish I could say that she's taking the day off. She is not. She's
that
working.
That doesn't surprise me, Wendy.
No, it doesn't. She works tirelessly. Day in and day out, because she has a passion to create a wellness and well-being for everyone on the planet.
Yeah.
And today she's actually, again, you know, working on actually putting some food videos together for people, hoping that that will help them. People that don't know how to cook, that will help them learn how to cook.
That's
well,
great.
When you say changing nutrition and improving nutrition for everybody on the planet, that is not an overstatement.
No, it's
this
not.
Is
seriously
really how
this is
she
who,
feels.
How she speaks.
That's right. She's an incredible woman.
Yeah, she really is.
Absolutely
she
amazing.
She really is. And it's just great to be in here and be in this space. So we have actually a lot of callers here. So let's take our first phone call. And I believe it's Annette.
Yes.
Do I have you on the line?
Yes.
Oh, great. So you wanted to share a story with us, correct?
I do. You guys make, I live this way, out loud. I have.
All right, out loud, yes.
I know we're all individuals, but it's a balance that, you're speaking of for, you know, my body. But I can tell you that I had horrible migraines, a lot of food triggers. And one day, and it happened to be January 1st, 15 years ago, I was like, I'm done living in the emergency room. I started just taking care of me. I mean, I came up with, I brush my teeth every day. Why wouldn't I take care of me? So, seriously.
Our body knows what we need.
And I learned this in 9 months. I was 272 pounds at the time. I lost 123 pounds in 9 months, and I guarantee you I didn't take anything other than eating as close to the ground and as great as nutrients as I could.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. My body just responded.
And how did you feel? What happened with your migraines?
Oh, my gosh. I maybe get a migraine every 3 years, and that's because I get around somebody that's smoking a cigarette or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, it came full circle, just like eating well is, you know, going to the emergency room 2-3 times a week is very expensive. And people would say, well, I can't afford to eat like that. I said, well, you know what? I couldn't afford not to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that is just, you know, huge. I'm here for a reason. We all are. And if you don't have the time to take care of you, and it doesn't take a lot of time, you just live that way.
You do. You know? You do end up living that way, don't you?
Yeah. And it comes around mind, body, you know, spirit. You know, I do, you know, talk to a lot of people. My daughter was looking at pictures from years ago when my kids were little, and she's like, my gosh, Mom, you look younger now than you did then. I'm like, yeah.
Let's go. Now, what do people say when you said you share with a lot of people? What do they say when you say that you eat fat?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
What do people say to you when you tell them that you eat fat?
Oh, my gosh. They're like, well, I can't do that. I'm like, well, here's the scoop. If you put what you're holding in your hand in your body,
yeah,
it's going like, well, I don't know what that is. What do you want me to do with it?
So it
has to put it somewhere, so it just, I don't know. It has to go through the system, and it, you know, that's where our health problems come from. A little bit goes here, a little bit goes there, and the rest of it goes on our hips or whatever. But, yeah, they look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, no, let me, and I have had a lot of people. I work with like 4 or 5 people right now. I shouldn't say work with. I meet with them like once a week. I'm like, just because I think they find me inspirational to say, this is you. You know, although we're different, we're still the same.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to find different triggers than what I have because your body, you're going to feel yucky, you know, if it's bothering you or you're going to get a headache or, you know what I mean?
Very true.
Your body's going to tell you, so listen to it.
Thank you. Those are very wise words, Annette, and we find you very inspirational, too. Thank you for calling. Take care. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, Wendy, there's no question. There's no question. But this is something that we hear frequently from people in classes.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's great. And as women, I think we're the ones that suffer, aren't we? Mostly from the low-fat, calorie counting. Not so much. You don't see it so much with men, but with women, we're really ruining our metabolism.
You're absolutely right, Wendy. I think Well, we get bombarded with the magazine covers, and they're all directed to us.
Yep, every food line in the grocery store. So it's already time for another break. Again, we're going to look at that portion distortion. 20 years ago, an average serving of spaghetti was 1 cup with 3 small meatballs. Now it's 2 cups with 3 large meatballs and over 1,000 calories. If you want to learn proper nutrition control, proper portion control for optimal health, join us for one of our summer classes. This week, we have Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods at Wayzata on Thursday, July 30th. And also on Thursday, July 30th, we have Jumpstart Your Metabolism in St. Paul. These classes can change your life, and they're only $25. What a great bargain.
Now, that's value.
That's value. So we'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Do you hear me talking to you?
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company that is passionate about health and well-being. We're talking about portion control today, something that has gotten way out of hand in the past 20 years. So, Wendy and Ann, did you know that a cup of coffee with cream 20 years ago is now a 500 to 600 calorie mocha that's filled with corn syrup, trans fats, topped with whipped cream and chocolate shavings?
No.
And again, people just eat, you know, do this mindlessly.
That's right.
These added empty calories, they're increasing risk. I mean, it's actually kind of serious. The risk of death from high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and cancer.
And we could really help out those conversations on Capitol Hill right now, don't you think, with, what are we going to do with health care? I mean, it's a monstrous and extremely expensive issue.
Yes.
And we could help that out with a few simple consultations and classes. And, we Annette was just talking about 3 trips to the ER every week. Yeah. How much does that cost?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and now she has 1 migraine every 3 years.
That's right.
Right.
And I just had a lady, and she was actually in her 80s. And in the last 6 months, she had spent 3 trips to the emergency room for extreme dehydration. You know, at the cost of one, she stayed overnight once, $11,000.
Well,
can you imagine?
That's right. I can't even imagine it. It's.
I loved how Annette said that she couldn't afford not to take care of herself anymore.
I agree.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point, Anne. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to, we have some more callers here. So we have Tina on the line. Tina, did you have a question for us?
I did. Kind of like Annette, I have been getting migraines, but I only get them right before I'm menstruating. So I'm wondering if I'm eating too much of a nutrient or not getting enough of something.
Leslie, do you want to answer that question? Or I can too. Okay.
Well, you go ahead. You can start and I'll chime in.
Okay. So right before you're menstruating, Tina, we look at that more as probably a hormone imbalance.
Okay.
So what you want to do and what we would have you do is, I think a good class would be to start with, jumpstart your metabolism, because what you want to do with your hormones is we want to get them balanced. And the master hormone, but this helps us with everything. It helps us with migraines. It helps us with PMS symptoms. It helps us with things that happen, like you said, right before you menstruate.
Mm-hmm.
And that is insulin. You want to master your master hormone, insulin.
Okay.
And you do that by eating in balance, you know, like Ann said before, like 6 times a day. You want to eat about every 2.5 to 3 hours, but you want to eat things that are, you know, carbohydrates that are good for you. Do you eat a lot of sugar?
I try not to, but yeah, occasionally I do.
Well, that's something that is actually increasing your insulin and increasing inflammation. Okay. Sugar is a huge contributor to migraines, Tina.
Right. Okay. So, Tina, it may not necessarily be too much of a nutrient or lacking in one maybe particular nutrient, but it could be just the overall balance of the way that you're eating.
Okay.
Because consuming sugar, whether that's through soda, a mocha, or too many processed carbohydrates, maybe bagels or cereals,
mm-hmm.
can be increasing your blood sugar and then thereby your insulin as well, which will then affect your other hormones.
Okay.
Does that make some sense?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Good. Excellent.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome,
thank you for calling.
And we have Nancy on the line. Nancy, did you have a question for us?
I do, thanks. I'm wondering, I have a lot of friends that can't lose weight, and they've heard that yeast could be a cause of that, and I'm wondering if there are certain foods that can take away yeast or what you do about that.
Yeah, well, wow. Aren't these great questions?
They are.
we could do a whole class on every one of these questions. So Nancy, when we look at yeast, absolutely that can prevent us from losing weight. It can also cause just tons of symptoms in our body, you know, that lack of focus, cravings, you know, because when we have yeast sitting in our intestinal tract, yeast, have you ever made bread, Nancy?
Yep.
And what do we feed the yeast to have the bread rise?
Baking powder, soda, whatever?
Sugar?
Yeah. Oh, sugar. Yeah.
Yeah, you put in a little water and about a teaspoon of sugar, and 2 to 3 hours later, you have, this little dough of bread is like, 10 times that size. And that, so yeast is very effective at using sugar, and that's like its favorite food. That's what it feeds off of. So when we have yeast issues, we have sugar cravings, pure and simple.
Right.
Because that's what it lives on. So what we want to do and what we teach people to do in our classes and in their consultations, Nancy, is we teach them to rebalance our intestines. You always want to start there.
So some people say do a cleanse. Do you even need to do that if you just change your sugar intake?
Number one, you want to stop feeding the yeast. So you want to stop sugar, but that's going to be really hard to do when you have yeast down there saying, feed me sugar. What we want to do is you need to get good, healthy foods that have the good bacteria also. So we have people eating plain whole milk yogurt, plain kefir. These foods have the good bacteria. And then that helps you balance your intestines. And then we do need to stop eating the sugar.
Great. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep, it does. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for your call. Okay, got it. I'm having trouble reading Ray's signals. Ray, it's so glad to be here with you again. It's time for another break. So now you know it, nutritional weight and wellness. We want everyone to be healthy. I think we're making that very clear. So we'd really love for you to join us at our great summer classes. Now, this class doesn't come up very often. It's foods to build happy, focused kids. And who wouldn't want to have happy, focused kids?
That's right. Exactly.
Exactly. So on Monday, August 3rd, in White Bear, we're having a foods to build happy, focused kids. That's Monday, August 3rd. We also have that class Wednesday, August 5th in St. Paul, and Thursday, August 6th in Wayzata. So you can go to our website, weightandwellness.com, or you can call our office at 651-699-3438. We'll be right back. You have my
heart, and we'll never Welcome back be to Dishing Up Nutrition. We've been having a conversation today about portion control. And if your portions or your weight seem out of control, we can help.
Yes, we can. Mm-hmm. This has been a wonderful conversation. We're going to try to take one more call here before we close. And Rachel, you have a question for us?
Yes, I'm wondering about milk. I'm wondering if it's okay to be drinking milk, and if it is, what kind should I pick? Should I pick whole milk or percent, or what would you pick? I have two kids who are 8 and 5, and one really likes milk.
Great. Well, we love milk. Milk is a great food if you don't have allergies or skin issues or, you know, some other things like that. So if you don't have any of those things, Rachel, mm-hmm. we're huge proponents of milk. And okay. we love whole milk.
Whole milk.
Yeah, whole organic milk with the fat in it. That's a wonderful balanced food.
Okay.
When we look at milk, it has 9 grams of protein, 9 grams of fat, 13 grams of sugar. And every mammal starts their life on milk. So we love milk, but we want it in, you know, the balance that nature gave us. And then if you could get, you know, organic or at least the free so that we don't get antibiotics and hormones in there. That's
okay.
good. But give those kids whole milk.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yep.
Okay, hasn't this been a great show?
Oh, it's been wonderful.
So just a couple more points. You know, Anne, you know, I know we've been talking to you about cravings and emotional eating, mm-hmm. and you feel that that's all pretty much balanced now, don't you?
I really do. Yeah, I'm, and it's odd, you know, I was one eater who didn't pay attention to what I was eating. So now it took a while before I realized that I actually didn't have cravings anymore.
But yeah.
It took a week or so, and I was like, it's still, as I say it, it's kind of hard to realize, but they're gone because they drove my life, and they're gone. Yeah.
Isn't it? That has to be so freeing.
It really is. It really is. And I'm not sure if it's it's the combination, the food plan and the supplements that I'm taking, you know, are the combination that's the winning combination for me. I mean, not to be hokey, but it really is true.
It does sound kind of hokey.
It does. As I'm saying it, I'm thinking, cut it out. But, you know.
Well, when people hear, I can eat real fat, I can eat real carbohydrates, and I can eat protein, and I can get rid of cravings, mm-hmm. and maybe not eat emotionally in the way that you said you were, Anne.
Yep.
People listening might think, well, this sounds too good to be true.
Right.
And, you know, our mother warns us, if it sounds too good to be true. But as a teacher, I see in my class participants from week to week the same results over and over again, that so many people that have tried other weight loss programs and are now actually able to stay on a healthy eating plan. And this is because they've managed their cravings. They know what to eat in the right amounts and to give their body the nutrients that it needs.
Exactly, exactly. And it all comes back to nutrients, doesn't it?
It does.
It all comes back to nutrients. It comes back to feeding our body what it needs, giving
right.
our brain what it needs to
think. Like, I'm getting what I need, so my body doesn't need to yell at me. basically, you know?
Give me the sugar!
Exactly.
My energy is low. My blood sugar is crashing.
The drama is gone.
And you you probably wake up not feeling like you've already failed before you've begun.
Exactly. I wake up, I mean, that old feeling of just kind of doom and gloom and, oh no, another day where I'm going to fail. And I know that also sounds super, you know, dramatic, but it's true. That's what would happen. And that is gone. That is, you know, and people who know me or who've known me all my life know that that has not been my norm. You know, I am not a yippy skippy happy person about eating usually. And I still don't jump up and down for joy. I just don't have the.
But you don't complain about it anymore. I don't hear you complaining about it.
The wah, wah, wah is gone.
Well, we'll take that.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to thank all our listeners that tuned in today. Ann and Leslie, thank you both for joining and sharing your wisdom. And remember, food can be the problem or food can be the solution.
And we want it to be the solution.
Life, I love you. All is groovy.